the International Secret Police. Clint, Barney, and little Jean Kingsley were rescued from a secret tunnel of the Octopus Gang in the nick of time by Lee Ying, Dr. Kingsley, and the police. Before leaving, however, Speed discovered another passage in the tunnel hidden by a secret rock door. After a few hours' rest, the boys planned to return and search this tunnel, believing that it may lead them directly to their enemy. Meanwhile, the Octopus plans to dynamite the tunnel as soon as they move the rock door. Before any of this comes to pass, however, a shortwave message comes from Bob Gilmore saying that he has located Marcia Winfield. We find Clint talking to Bob over the doctor's shortwave set with the others anxiously listening.
Hello. Bob? The tea house relayed your message to us here at the doctor's a few minutes ago.
I tried to reach you at the doctor's, Clint, but I couldn't.
I know he has a new call. It's IS-78. You got that? Mm-hmm. Now, what have you learned about Marcia?
Well, a friend of mine wanted me to look over a piece of engineering about 30 miles from my house yesterday. We drove over a seldom-used road, since it's located in an out-of-the-way place, and on the way had a blowout.
Yes?
It was near a native house, little more than a shack, and we went over for a drink of water after we'd changed the tire. An old Chinese woman met us about 20 feet from the house and brought us some water. While we were drinking it, another woman came out of the door. She was dressed in rags and seemed to be walking in a daze. Didn't pay much attention to her at first. And then suddenly I realized that I was looking at a white girl, Marcia Winfield. I recognized her from her picture.
Golly, he did find her.
Oh, quiet, sweet. Go on, Bob. What did you do?
My first inclination was to get her away from the place as quick as possible. Then I figured that it must be well guarded. The Octopus would never leave her with just an old woman. So I thought I'd better report it to you before making a move.
I see. That was wise of you, Bob.
What shall I do?
Nothing. We have more important business in Hong Kong right now. I'll get in touch with you if we should be able to get away.
What?
Yes, I'll get in touch with you as soon as possible. IS-78 signing off.
Clint, what'd you tell him that for?
You really mean you're not going to look for Marcia?
Good heavens, you can't mean that, Clint.
No, Dr. Kingsley. But you forget that the Octopus probably listens to every conversation we carry on over short wave. His set can pick up anything. If anything does get by him, it's only because he isn't listening in at that time.
That's true. I'd forgotten.
And so was Bob, evidently. He sounded thunderstruck. But if I'd given him direct orders, the Octopus would know he's working for us.
You think Bob will try and go back to that house alone, Clint?
We won't give him time. Oh, Barney?
Yeah?
How would you like to fly the bullet monoplane up to Siang tomorrow at dawn?
Seeing as how I ain't rested up from my long swim in the tunnel, I might not look my prettiest. But for Marcia... Say, I'd fly to the moon, pal.
Good. Well, then proceed to Gilmore's house, pick him up, and then have him direct you to the house where he saw Marcia.
Yeah.
It's going to be dangerous, just the two of you, but you've handled lots worse.
You're darn tootin'. Bob and me'll clean up that Octopus hangout and bring Marcia back here quick as a wink. You'll have another guest for dinner tomorrow night, Doc.
Well, I hope so, Bonnie. Once Marcia is safe, my troubles will be over.
Well, can I go with Barney, Clint?
No, I want you to work with me, Speed. There's still the matter of the tunnel, you know.
Hey, will I miss out on that fun?
Aren't you glad? I thought you didn't want to go back to the tunnel.
Ah, where's your sense of humor? I was only kidding. Wait till I come back, Clint.
We've got to work fast, Barney. And it's even better if we're in two places at once. It may confuse the Octopus so much that he'll trap himself.
Oh, I hope so. Then Marcia will be back with us, and we can all have a good time instead of always chasing him.
Well, with the Octopus captured, everyone can rest easy. I know the British authorities of Hong Kong will certainly be grateful to the secret police.
We'll do the best we can, Doctor. And now we'd all better get to bed, huh? And you, Ying, return to the tea house and get some sleep. Speed and I'll be over right after we see Barney off at dawn.
Well, Quan Mu, you heard Bob Gilmore's conversation with Barlow. What did you make of it?
That Gilmore is most anxious to rescue Marsha Winfield.
Obviously. And from Barlow's reply, it is also obvious that he thought I might be listening in.
How so, Master?
He and Barney Dunlap would do anything to see that girl safe. They gave that away when they so foolishly tried to rescue her from the flower boat and almost lost their lives by the attempt. Do you think for one moment that Barlow would stay in Hong Kong if they had even a slight clue as to Marshall's whereabouts?
Do you think he will go to the hiding place?
Most assuredly. Either he will go or he will send Barney Dunlap.
You seem very sure of that.
I know Barlow's brain only too well.
Then what of the tunnel?
Plans will go ahead as before. And no matter who opens that rock door, the place will be blown to bits. We cannot risk a slip up there, Wu. That passage leads directly to this room.
Yes, Master. And now, is there any change in my orders?
No. Go to Dr. King's residence tomorrow morning as we planned, and see what you can learn. But be most careful.
I shall. I would have no worry at all if only I had my talisman of good luck.
What are you talking about?
The jade setting of my ring. I told you some time ago that I had lost it. Ever since then, we have been pursued by ill luck.
Ah, superstition again. You are a fool, Quan Wu. And now, send Splinters to me.
Splinters? The renegade aviator? He almost betrayed you once.
And he has paid dearly for the near betrayal in my torture chambers. I think that he has learned how to be silent by now.
And what are your plans for him?
He is to fly to the house which hides the Winfield girl. Meanwhile, I shall talk to my men there over my ultra-shortwave set, giving them further orders.
You do not trust Splinter?
No. Not until he has the girl with him. Then he, too, must be careful, since it would go hard with him should she be found on his plane. Everyone is looking for her. The Chinese government, as well as the Hong Kong police, and the International Secret Police. Splinters will see to it that no one sees her in his plane for the safety of his own skin.
You are very wise, Master.
I cannot afford to overlook any detail, Wu. Now, send Splinters to me. He will take off tomorrow morning at dawn.
Lucky thing I love my work. Ain't decent getting up at an hour like this to fly up any river, much less the Siang.
I'm not a bit sleepy, Barney.
Well, you shouldn't be, the way you was pounding your ear. I had big things to think about. Couldn't sleep a wink.
Oh, no? Those weren't your thoughts that kept me awake. I know snores when I hear them.
Listen, someday there's going to be one complaint too many about my snoring, and I'll go someplace where I'm appreciated.
Then you'll have to go someplace where you don't sleep. Once you doze off, the worst in you comes out.
Hey, where's that plane? You're getting too funny too early in the morning.
Looks like they're getting ready to wind her up, Barney.
Yeah. You know, these British are great people. We called up the port officials last night to tell them about this flight, and here they have everything ready for us, right up to the minute.
Yes, they've been great. I only hope that we can remove the octopus from their territory in repayment.
Say, if we do that, they'll be ready to give us Hong Kong.
Barney, you remember to bring your revolver along?
I sure did, kid. Now, don't you go worrying about me. I'll send word to you over the doctor's set just as soon as we have Marsha.
Yes, and don't forget to have Bob call us when you arrive. If everything is okay, have him say, the weather is good up here.
The weather is good up here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I've got that. And what if I run into trouble?
Well, then talk to me yourself, because it'll be too late to hide your presence anyhow. And bring Marsha back with you and Bob, if you can get him to come. His life will be in more danger than ever if you succeed in rescuing Marsha on his tip.
Yeah. Well, I'd better be getting started, or Bob will go and try to rescue her by his lonesome.
We'll get out the float with you.
Okay, let's get going.
All right, come along, Speed. Now, don't communicate with us at all while you're in the air, Barney. The octopus mustn't know your movements, mustn't even know that you're flying up the Siang. He may guess, but he won't know where to strike.
Yeah, I don't want him sending me into a spin again. Once was enough.
We'll work on that tunnel with Li Ying while you're gone, Barney.
And you're liable to still be in it when I come back, if I know anything about octopus tunnels. I suppose I'll have to rescue you guys.
You take care of you yourself and Bob Gilmore, and you'll have your hands full.
It'll be a cinch. You ain't going to see Quan Wu today, are you, Clint?
No, the tunnel's more important. Well, here we are. Go ahead, climb in, Barney.
Yep.
Motor sure sounds nice.
You'll have to hand it to the octopus on this plane job. He knows how to build them.
See that you do as good a job of flying it. You don't want any crack-ups at this stage of the game.
You don't want any crack-ups. What about me? I'm more interested in staying in the air than you are.
Well, I guess you are at that. Well, so long, Barney. Happy landings.
So long, pal. Take care of him, Speed. Don't know what he's liable to do while I'm gone.
All right, Barney. And you be careful. Talk to us over the short wave set as soon as you can.
You bet I will. Hey, what's that? The seagulls are getting kind of big around here.
It's a plane, all right. An octopus plane.
What?
Yeah, don't you recognize it? Even the light of dawn. Only it's painted black.
An octopus plane? Suffering wang doodles. No matter where you go, underground or in the air, you run into something that swims or flies for the octopus.
Look, he's heading up the Seong River.
Yeah, what?
He is, sure enough. Barney, the octopus has gotten wind of our flight.
That lets me out. I don't crave another dogfight like that last one.
No, stay in the plane, you big ox. Don't you understand? That plane's going after Marcia.
What?
Sure. That shortwave conversation we had with Bob last night didn't fool the octopus at all. He guessed that we would go after Marcia and is sending one of his men to take her away before we can get there.
What? Let me after that guy.
Wait a minute. Keep out of sight of him. At least don't let him know that you're following. And pick up Bob Gilmore before you do anything else.
Yeah, because he knows where Miss Marcia is.
I'll do my best, fellas. Meanwhile, keep your fingers crossed. This flight won't be no picnic.